Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. A reminder for us all as the day of Jumu'ah approaches us. Generally, we look forward towards Jumu'ah because on Jumu'ah we congregate together, we take out our time from work, from family, and we try to go and attend the speech that the Imam delivers in the masjid. We try to listen to the khutbah in Arabic, and we participate in the salah. These are some of the highlights of the day of Jumu'ah. Whilst we cannot do these things at this very moment in time, nevertheless, we should try to still establish some of these beautiful things within our homes and realize that the whole day of Jumu'ah is extremely blessed for us all as Muslims. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in Sahih Muslim, narrated by Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala, and mentions that the best day on which the sun has risen is the day of Jumu'ah, the day of Friday. On this day, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam was created, and in this day he was admitted into paradise. On this day he was also expelled from paradise. And the last hour, the day of resurrection, will also take place on the day of Jumu'ah. So there are lots of other beautiful things for us to consider, for us to reflect upon on the day of Jumu'ah, and try to be thankful and grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He will give us an opportunity to wake up on the day of Jumu'ah, and we should wake up thanking and glorifying and praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at the same time, we should encourage our children to try to capture the blessings and the mercy on the day of Jumu'ah. So we, inshallah al-Aziz, very quickly, I want to share with you some of the sunnahs of the day of Jumu'ah the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam established. And although there are no Jumu'ahs at the moment taking place here in the UK, nevertheless, we don't have to abandon these sunnahs, because these sunnahs can still be established and maintained within our homes and also within our communities as well. First and foremost, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, He reminds us, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمَعَةِ فَسْعُوا إِلَىٰ ذِكَرِ اللَّهِ. And He continues to say, ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. That when the day of Jumu'ah commences, when the day of Jumu'ah begins, and you hear the azan for salah, and here the azan for salah for us will be zuhr, but nevertheless, any azan throughout the world on the day of Jumu'ah is an azan, is an announcement, a call for us all to go and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and for us to gather, yes, primarily as a community, as a nation, as an ummah, but also now in this day and age, for us to gather as a family together within our homes. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, فَسْعَوْا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, then strive towards and run towards and race towards the zikr, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَذَرُوا الْبَيْءِ, and leave your business and leave all of your worldly affairs. This is something that we can also do now within our homes, with our family, with our children, to remind them that the day of Jumu'ah is upon us, and therefore we should make sure that we turn ourselves in humility, in humbleness, in devotion, in sincerity towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and leave everything else, leave the work, leave your meetings, leave everything else, and just seclude yourself and sit down in the remembrance, in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises us that ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ, that this is far better for you and exceeds all of the other things in the dunya that you think are good for you. This is far better and superior for you if you only knew of the blessings of the day of Jumu'ah. The day of Jumu'ah is inclusive of the jama'ah and the speech and the salah, but it's also inclusive of the entire day. So within the entire day, as long as you are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, doing zikr, tawbah, istighfar, you will still be reaping the benefits and the rewards of the day of Jumu'ah. One of the sunnahs of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam established and highly recommended and pushed towards the ummah was to always take a thorough bath, i.e. to perform ghusl on the day of Jumu'ah. And this is something which is wajib, which is necessary upon every single Muslim, that at least once within a week on the day of Jumu'ah, we should take a compulsory bath. We should take a bath and perform the ghusl in the best of manners. So this is something that we can still do and encourage within our children, that yes, you ordinarily take baths, but this bath that you will take today, or the shower that you will take today, take it with the intentions, with the irada, That you are wanting to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by following the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and that bath, that shower will transform itself and become a means of blessings as well as purification for you. The next thing the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would do was that he would dress up and wear the best clothing that he had in preparation for going to the masjid or in preparation for the salah. And this is something that we can also teach our children as well, that on the day of Jumu'ah we should dress up in the best of manners, best of apparels, best of clothings, to present ourselves in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So wake up early, make sure you pick out the best clothing that you have and iron them and make sure that they are ready and you are ready to go into the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, Ya Bani Adama, خُزُوا زِينَتَكُمْ عِنْدَ كُلِّ مَسْجِدٍ, that O Bani Adam, O the children of Adam alayhi salam, خُزُوا زِينَتَكُمْ, take upon every form of beautification when you go in the masjid, when you go into the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our homes are now the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should dedicate a space within our homes where we have made that place into a musalla or into a masjid solely dedicated for the worship, for the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So on the day of Jumu'ah, encourage your children to wake up early for them to bathe and do proper, correct ghusl and to purify their bodies, and also to wear the best of clothing because they want to present themselves in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the best of manners. Also to groom as well to the best of your abilities. The Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam here on the day of Jumu'ah would always encourage to groom yourself in the best of ways, to groom your beard, to groom your hair, to clip your nails, to remove pubic hair, and to cleanse yourself and purify yourself. This is a very, very important aspect. And in the society where we are living in now, everybody is high on purification, high on making sure that you remain clean. Whether it's washing hands and or clipping your nails or doing various other things, this is part and parcel of our sunnah. So make sure that you groom yourself well and brush your teeth as well. The Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would brush his teeth several times a day. He would use a miswak, and especially on the day of Jumu'ah, he would ensure that he did that more extensively and more thoroughly as well. So another form of remembering the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam and establishing the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam and seeking the rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by doing these things on the day of Jumu'ah, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can bless us even more. Another thing the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam would do, especially on the day of Jumu'ah, which is that he used to apply perfume, apply oud, apply itr upon himself on the day of Jumu'ah to smell the best, to look the best, to be the most groomed, and to comb his hair and to be prepared physically, mentally and spiritually in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So encourage your children to wear itr, to wear perfume, to wear oud, and to prepare themselves to go into the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these were one of the most beloved things to the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam here on earth. He mentioned that one of the most beloved things to me on earth is good perfume, good scents, good oud, good itr. So you should try to make sure that you smell good, especially on the day of Jumu'ah. It will benefit you, benefit your siblings, your family members, and also it will benefit the angels that will be surrounding you as well. The Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam would also on the day of Jumu'ah go early and go to the masjid as well. So whilst we cannot go to the masajid at this moment in time, nevertheless, within our homes, that place that we have dedicated to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a family, you should try to encourage your children to get up early and to prepare themselves and be there first. And the same reward that you receive when you go into the masjid of sacrificing a camel in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for coming in the first row, similarly those rewards you'll be eligible for within your homes as well, because you have done it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And encourage your children to come to the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the day of Jumu'ah, we would listen to the khutbah of the imam, listen to the sermon and the speech of the imam, and we can still do this. You can go onto the mosque website, ashtoncentralmosque.com. You can listen to the audios, you can listen to all of the reminders and the speeches that are available on the website on the Friday sermons from 2014 all the way to 2015. 2019 and go through the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, go through those verses, go through those ahadith, go through those verses of the majestic and beautiful Quran, and remind yourself and also remind your family, remind your spouse, remind your wife, remind your husband, remind your children what the day of Jumu'ah means, and take lesson and take guidance from the beautiful Quran and the life of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and do the salah. Yes, we cannot do the Jumu'ah within our homes, but nevertheless we can still pray Zuhr within our homes. So we can still pray as a jama'ah within your home for Zuhr, and you will still receive a huge amount of reward for praying together within your homes, and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will descend upon you and your family members as a result of you praying in jama'ah, and receive 27 times more reward for praying together, and even more so because it is a day of Jumu'ah. Another thing that we can do is send abundant peace and blessings upon the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam in a sahih hadith mentions, فَأَكْسِرُوا عَلَيَّ مِنَ الصَّلَاةِ فِي. On the day of Jumu'ah, send abundant peace and blessings upon me. And why? The complete hadith is, the Messenger alayhi salatu wa sallam mentions that of your best days throughout the week is the day of Jumu'ah. On it, Adam alayhi salam was created. On it, his soul was taken. On this particular day, the day of Qiyamah, i.e. the trumpet will also be blown as well. And therefore, increase in sending your salat upon me, for indeed your salah will be presented to me. This is what the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, that on the day of Jumu'ah, this blessed day of Jumu'ah, not just because you're going to the masjid, but within your homes, wherever you may be, for the entirety of the day of Jumu'ah, of the day of Friday, send abundant peace and blessings upon the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, because all of that salatu salam will be presented. This is what he mentions, that your salatu salam will be presented to me. فَإِنَّ صَلَاتَكُمْ مَعْرُودَةٌ عَلَيَّ. Indeed, your salah will be presented to me on the day of Qiyamah. And the Sahaba ikram, they asked, قَالُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَكَيْفَ تُعْرَدُ صَلَاتُنَا عَلَيْكَ. That how will our salah be presented to you after you have returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, indeed, Allah azza wa jal, the mighty and sublime, has prohibited the earth from consuming or touching and destroying the bodies of the anbiya. فَقَالَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ حَرَّمَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ أَجْسَادَ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited the earth from consuming or touching or destroying the bodies of the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, your salah, your abundant salah throughout the day of Jumu'ah, from the time that you wake up until Maghrib, will be presented to the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And therefore, we can abundantly, yourself as individuals and also collectively as a family, you can encourage yourself and your children and your wife and your siblings and your family members to send abundant peace and blessings upon the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned that I love to send salat upon the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam at all times. However, I love to do it more so on the day of Jumu'ah. Why? Because of this particular reason. So this is something which is very encouraging for us all on the day of Jumu'ah, that yes, we can't come to the masjid, but we can take the mahal and the environment and the beauty and the barakah and the blessings of all of Jumu'ah and place it within our homes and illuminate our homes and bless our homes and transform our homes and encourage our children to pray together collectively and still reap the rewards of the day of Jumu'ah. Another few things that you can do is also recite Suratul Kahf. And this is something that the Prophet ﷺ would always do on the day of Jumu'ah especially. And he encouraged the Sahaba ikram to recite the entirety of Suratul Kahf from beginning to end. And if you are unable to recite Suratul Kahf, at least recite the first 10 verses, or at least recite the last 10 verses of Suratul Kahf, because that will protect you from the fitna of Dajjal, from the fitna of the Antichrist, from the fitna of towards the end of time, and protect and safeguard your iman. So it's important for us to sit together as a family within our homes, and one person can recite a few verses and another person can translate those verses, and together collectively as a family you can recite Suratul Kahf and understand Suratul Kahf and all be protected and receive the reward of the day of Jumu'ah and receive the blessings of the day of Jumu'ah and the protection of Suratul Kahf for yourself and for your family as well. Another thing is that a day of Jumu'ah is a day of dua, abundant dua. So we should try to do as much dua as we can to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But especially there is a time mentioned by the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam between Asr and Maghrib. There is a time, a lahza, a moment, a sa'a, as the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam mentions, in which no dua will be rejected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whatever your situation, your hal, your kayfiyah, whatever your situation is at this moment in time, personal, emotional, financial, whatever it may be for yourself, for your family or your loved ones, seek that time and dedicate yourself between Asr and Maghrib yourself, within your homes, within your rooms, wherever you may be, and just tell yourself and your siblings and your children and your family just to sit in deep contemplation and dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that dua that you do between Asr and Maghrib, there will be that a moment where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be accepting your dua that comes from your heart and is on your lips or in your mind. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us all to still receive all of the barakah of the day of Jumu'ah within our homes by taking a bath, performing the ghusl, by wearing new clothes in the best of manners, by grooming ourselves and brushing our teeth, by applying perfume and scent, and going early to our musalla, sajada within our homes, and going through the sermons on the mosque website, or going through various ahadith or verses of the Quran, and sending abundant peace and blessings upon the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, reciting Suratul Kahf for ourselves and our family, and doing abundant dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all and enable us all to reap the rewards of the day of Jumu'ah. Jazakumullahu khairah.